From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A lot of police say they are chasing down suspects in their investigation to determine who's responsible for the rush hour bomb attack on a city subway. Meantime, Britain has raised its terror threat level after the attack was claimed by the Islamic State. Here is Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, that's the independent organisation which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical.
Islamic State said an improvised explosive device was used at the subway station. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. He made the remarks during a speech to military personnel and their families at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside of Washington.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Twitter that the North Korea missile crisis or missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions and a major threat, he says, to international peace and security, which demands a global response. At the United Nations, the Security Council condemned the missile that flew over Japan. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today says his country wants to match the military force of the United States and vowed to compete and complete his nuclear program. This is VOA News. Bangladesh is protesting a violation of its airspace by helicopters and drones from Myanmar as tensions between the two countries escalate over a massive influx of Rohingya Muslim refugees into Bangladesh. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the number of Rohingya refugees who have fled across the border to Bangladesh has climbed to nearly 400,000. Meantime, UN and international agencies report the mass exodus appears unstoppable. The story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Aid agencies are increasing assistance operations in response to the ever-worsening crisis. Chris Loam is the International Organization for Migration's senior communications officer. He says many of the people on the move are heading toward a large new government area being set aside for the refugees. But he adds about half of the 400,000 are living alongside the road on wastelands or on hills in horrible conditions. The UN Children's Fund reports youngsters account for 240,000 of the Rakhine refugees. To try to head off the spread of killer diseases, UNICEF and the World Health Organization are starting a vaccine campaign against measles and polio on Saturday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey, Russia, and Iran have agreed to a deal that they see will countries will work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province over the next 6 months. Idlib, which borders Turkey, was captured in 2015 by an alliance of jihadists and rebels. Starting Monday, world leaders will gather for the annual UN meetings in New York, where President Trump will make his debut on the UN stage. Mr. Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, has a preview of what the president's message will be at the UN General Assembly.
The president will express support for Secretary General Guterres' reform efforts. The United Nations, of course, holds tremendous potential to realize its founding ideals, but only if it's run more efficiently and effectively.
President Trump's Tuesday speech likely will be widely watched, not least of all by the North Korean delegation, which, because of seating rotation in the hall, has drawn a front row seat this year. UN just recently expanded sanctions on Pyongyang after their latest missile test. UN leaders and analysts will also be listening to Mr. Trump for his views on several issues, including climate change, the war in Syria, whether the U.S. will be pulling out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, and his strategy for countering Islamic State terrorists. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Heather Maxwell is currently on assignment. Enjoy this previously recorded show.
It's music time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host, from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Get ready for the hottest music and music news from across the continent. Ever heard of the Malawi Mouse Boys? What about Neba Solo or Songoy Blues from Mali? Do you know what the Inanga sounds like or where it's from? When's the last time you listened to classic artists like Sekuba Bambino or Gangbe Brass Band? Well, now is the time, peeps. Get up to speed on all that stuff and more. Now, you'll also hear today's hits from your favorite pop stars like Teddy Afro, Flavor, Yemi, and Platinums. So I got you covered there. But this show expands your musical horizons. At the bottom of the hour, you'll hear this fascinating story and music of a Kenyan artist named Papi Young. He's going to be a great new discovery for many of you. So, you ready to roll? All right. From the south of Mali, in the heart of Sikasso, the land of hunters and forests, here is Neba Solo. Now, Solo is an icon in Sikasso and all of Mali for his mad balafon skills and his strong, straight-shooting voice. In this track, he's joined by other powerhouse Malians as well, such as the late Issa Bakayoko, Ahmed Fofana, and Masran Kouyaté. Yeah, that was Neba Solo with Balani, a track from the 2009 album Mix Attack, number one, Bamako.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Here's Platinums, featuring Rayvanny. Aye.
Kio wakidanganyi mama, umejipodoa umepodoka. Mwendo na shepu, yote mwanani, misuruwari ya nidondoka. Tukimbiza nini sarume wangu, iyo michezo ya jogo. Ona watiza machini sarume wangu, ukimwona jongo. Inama kidogo, shika magoti, minimesimama kama ngongoti. Mtoto jojo, siyo robot, chumbani bingiri bingiri samba zoti.
Unate kinyaga ukinyonga sarume,
unate kinyaga ukinyonga,
unate kinyaga ukinyonga kweri,
unate kinyaga ukinyonga.
Orera bakuru vani, orera ngame, orera nyunazaniwa, orera ngame.
Utamkulea aprokoto, tingali tingali nani kwa moto, utamyongea msokoto. Sumu kali kama koboko.
Mapenzi ananipa shida, shida mama, midonda lisokuwa na tiba, tiba bwana.
Usije baby kanicharanga, kanichambua moyo kakaranga. Mie baby kwenye msambwanda, wasinga jingenge ninganganga.
Unante kinyaga ukinyonga sarume,
unante kinyaga ukinyonga,
unante kinyaga ukinyonga kweri,
unante kinyaga.
Kanga ibane kangwaru babu yuma mpige kwa kwa
kwa kwa kwa
asa chambua kama karanga sasa
chambua kama karanga
ichambue kama karanga sarope
chambua kama karanga
asa washa washa moto washa washa songa songa ugali songa songa pakazi kaji pakazi.
When you weave for a genuine leo,
when you weave for a genuine,
oh, when you weave for a genuine sana,
when you weave for a genuine,
when you weave for a genuine query,
when you weave for a genuine,
oh, when you weave for a genuine sana,
when you weave for a genuine, when I could do a
good,
when I could do a good, when I could do a
good, when I could do
a good.
Hello, everybody. Heather Maxwell here. We're coming off the tail end of Teddy Afro, one of Ethiopia's most adored pop stars today. This track is from his new smash hit album, Ethiopia. Now, the Malawi Mouse Boys. The name comes from their day jobs, selling barbecued mice kebabs on the roadside. The guys live in southern Malawi in a tiny hamlet near the town of Balaka. Their sound is really unique, and it comes from handmade instruments. A four-string guitar constructed with tree limbs and sheet metal, a bass drum made of cowhide, and its foot pedal, a refashioned clothes hanger. The cymbal is an old tin sheet, and the snare drum, a bicycle crank. Homemade, but glorious. This is Nakumudwa, You Betrayed Me.
Bita, wake azanga hambili ana mwalira ana vita ulichete
Hello, everybody. That was the Malawi Mouse Boys with Nakumudwa, a song from their 2014 album called Dirt is Good. You know what else is good? Looking good. Cameroonian style. Here's Naomi Achu.
Hey, hallelujah. My paycheck is getting bigger. As I lay for my corner, people so slowly look pretty wonder. Hey, hey, I'm ambitious. My complexion is looking delicious. I get up for front and I get up for back. I get on the dance floor, I scatter, scatter. They want me to look looking good. They want me to look looking good. Everybody wanna me pay. Everybody wanna me pay. They like me to look looking good. They like me to look looking good. Everybody wanna me pay. Everybody wanna me pay.
Enter the building looking good. Wearing the statue looking good. Making my younger
looking good.
I dance in my bossa
looking good.
Enter the building.
Floor, Makosa, Makosa, Makosa. Oya, oya, scatter, scatter, scatter. Get on the dance floor, Makosa, Makosa, Makosa.
Enter the building,
looking good.
Wearing Versace,
looking good.
Making my younger,
looking good.
I dance in Makosa,
looking good.
Enter the building,
looking good.
Wearing Versace,
looking good.
I'm making my younger,
looking good.
People ni langa.
My skin just is good like cocoa, yeah, my chocolate skin feel make choco come. No check out my body, fit tempties, man. I work hard, but I play harder. When I enter the building, then they all gather. Having my supply of my powder, so fine, the ladies, then they get madder. If I want fook, come taste my fufu. You go cut finger, but no be juju. I fix my skin well, my market go sell. If you meet me, honey, you go stick like gel. They want me to the looking good. They want me to the looking good.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right, this is Heather Maxwell, your host. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to meet Kenyan artist Papillon and listen to some of his music. But first, newsflash. Sekuba Bambino opened the 13th annual Africa Fete Festival. It takes place from June 30th to July 8th. For those of you who don't know, Sekuba Bambino is widely known as the ambassador of Guinean Manding music. He was part of the original seminal group Bembeya Jazz Nacional and in later years of the Afro-Cuban project Africando. Here's one of his classics, Bonya, taken from his 1997 album Casa.
Alucard.
Hello, music lovers. You're inside Music Time in Africa. This is Heather, and now it's time to meet Papillon, the fabulous Bill Odidi from Nairobi Presents.
Hello, and thank you, as usual, Heather Maxwell, and to everyone joining us on Music Time in Africa on the VOA. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Odidi right here in Nairobi, and with me is an artist who's literally gone from scraping on the streets to establishing his career as a musician. Today, he even creates a variety of string instruments. He performs at concerts around the country and has already released two songs from his debut album. What you're about to hear is the fascinating story and the music of Papillon, which is, of course, French for butterfly. So just how did this name come about?
Papillon is a young man from eastern part of Kenya. When I was born, I was called Martin Murimi. But today I'm Papillon because after my primary level, I came to Nairobi to go to the higher education, which is a secondary school. Things didn't really happen very well. What happened, I ended up being a street hustler. At the age of 14, I started looking for work to do. And where I was working, that's where I was sleeping. If I was selling sugarcane, I would sleep there. My very last job was a cobbler. And that journey, I related to this story of butterfly. You know, papillon is a butterfly in French. Butterfly goes through the stage of caterpillar because no one likes caterpillar. You want to crush it, you want to throw it away, you want to kill it. You don't want it to see it nearly. But butterfly never stopped to be the beauty of the land. You know, everyone will say, oh, beautiful butterfly. But you don't know what has gone through. That's what I relate my story with.
Amazing story. Papillon, just before we go on, we're also playing some of your music, so I'll ask you to introduce one of your songs at this point.
You could listen to Ayubu.
Okay. You'll tell us what that means after we listen to the song, right? So here's Papillon with Ayubu.
Ayubu talks about the name Ayubu. My teacher, Ayubu Ogada. And also, Ayubu from the Bible. To me, they are two both teachers. Ayubu Ogada taught me good music. Ayubu from the Bible taught me good morals and how to be closer to my God. That's whole picture about the song Ayubu.
At the moment, how many instruments do you play?
First instrument, kalemba. I made from a lamp ceiling. Second instrument is called annual abel. Annual Abel means caring parent.
Is this in what language?
Actually, the third one is called Mwarua Oru. Mwarua Oru is daughter of Ur. It is the, you know, the story of the harp Oru. And then the very, very last one is means, it says Kiveo. Kiveo is a gift.
Do you have another song that you're going to give us to play on the show?
Yes, sure. I can give you Mochi. Mochi will make you rest. Don't sleep on the show.
There goes Papillon from Kenya with the beautiful acoustic sound of the song Mushie. Papillon, tell us what that song talks about.
When you are growing and you have to leave very early in the morning, you live with cattle from all relatives. They bring all their cows together and you're two or you're one to take care of that one day. Mushie talks about the recall of leaving early in the morning when sun rises and coming back home late in the evening. And it says, I could pass so many homes near the grazier. They never became my home. That one home that is very, very, very far, that even a cow knows, it is where the rest rests. So that's the song, Mushie.
Okay, now we understand what the song Mushie is all about. Brings back memories of growing up in the village. Thank you so much, Papillon. That's just about it from me, Bilu Didi, right here in Nairobi, reporting for Music Time in Africa. And we'll enjoy a little more of that beautiful melody as I hand you right back to Heather Maxwell for lots more music from around Africa.
Mushie. Oh, Mushie.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Papillon, from Nairobi. Time for some yummy. What have you done to me?
Yo! I'm thinking of you.
Gospel on the beat. It's easy, baby.
I see you, baby.
Listen me now.
I will take over you.
What have you done to me?
Done to me.
You're taking over me.
Over me.
Over me. What have you done to me?
Tell me.
I beat them send you me. You know, I've got a man at home, but I'm thinking about you every day, boy. I'm thinking about you every night. Yes, I'm thinking about you every time. Me, I'm thinking about you, thinking about you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me
melody. Give me melody.
Come here.
Give me melody.
nigga man, he went to go all. In a go band, he went on. You said I'm taking over, you meaning I'm jigging all. Don't worry, I can be your keeper. And the money up in the tongue, yeah, I get that. Half a marathon, I got about 100 meters. I put on me, my man, I got a cap on a pita. See you where you wine. On a listen, come be, I want to tell you your wine. But tell you go the odds, it gets you crossing the line. As long as you know, say you ready to get out tonight. I'm a bully evil. I'm a fool, someone. I'm a Muslim. And I'm coming on now. I just can't believe it. Isn't the gum your heart come up with a thief?
Hey, everybody. At the top of the hour, I asked you if you'd ever heard of Inanga. If you haven't, now's the time to get up to speed. Inanga is a traditional stringed instrument from Rwanda. And one young artist, Deo Munyakazi, makes it his mission to modernize it and keep it alive. This is a brand new piece that Deo did just recently and sent it to me. I'm so glad he did that because it's beautiful. The song is entitled Isoko Dusangiye, meaning our common source. This is a good one to sit back, relax to.
Nimuhuze twimakaza umuco w'Abanyarwanda nk'uko byahozeho. Duhuza amarembo tugwiza amararo. Dusenga n'Imana dusangire byose. Dupfumbate imfubyi duterane inkunga. Tuhane n'abageni nk'uko byahozeho. Batozwa urukundo abakobwa biwacu ubasuzurutse uruhimbi ababyeyi b'i Rwanda ubarwambarira impuhumbya bazaza mbakunde bari mu misango nk'uko byahozeho.
Kazi Deo. habihirwa mukuru kora wakidende cyamutarataza wazirimwe abagabo akagira impaka mpaka nkabe nkubito y'abahunga mutanyabaga ngabina n'iremeshereza ro kuhunga n'ikimenye imenye guhanga sinaga n'ubusa n'akera nari gihangana inanga narayicuranze mu nduga marangara mwimana mushira runga ubwana mukari narayicuranze ubufundo n'ubunyambiriri inyaruguru n'ikinyaga kubwishaza n'ubugoyi narayicuranze umurera wose mu ndorwa n'uburiza igisaka n'ubuganza narayicuranze cyane mu bwana cyambwe hagiye batire kurutirwa mu bantu maze bagahagurutsa bavuga amakwaya imiseke n'imisekera bakagwiza mu bitembo maze nanjye nkuri nganje ngabane isanzu nk'ibya rusuka mwene temahaga niho mugezaga
isoko dusangiye n'umuco w'abavuka rwanda n'umuco wabavuka rwanda
Do you have a song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes.
All right. Hello, lovies. This is Heather. To be a man is not a day job.
Ibate nuku, onyeze benu waluku
next track is brand spanking new from Mali. The band is Songoy Blues, and the album is also entitled Songoy Blues. Here's Sahara, featuring American rock idol Iggy Pop. Now, Iggy Pop comes from my hometown area, Flint, Michigan. Yeah, Flint!
Going to the Sahara, baby.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and that was Songoy Blues wrapping up this week's program. Special thanks to Papillon and Bill Odidi from Kenya, and to you, my darling listeners, for joining me today. I also have important news. There's a program change. Starting July 8th, the first 5 minutes of every show will bring you current news. So after July 8th, you can expect 5 minutes of current news at the top of the hour, and then I join you with my regular Music Time show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC, just like always. Finally, you know you can always listen to any show online. Just go to voanews.com anytime. Search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. I'm going to leave you with one last song from Benin. This is Yoruba by the Gangbe Brass Band featuring Femi Kuti.